This goes to Dr. Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Stefanko, S-T-E, F like Frank, A, N like November, K-O. Fax 231-779-7701. Regarding Joanne, it's J-O-A-N-N, Spry, S-P-R-Y, hyphen Virgo, V-I-R-G-O. Date of birth 12/24/1954. Dear Dr. Stefanko, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Spry Virgo with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was July 26th of 2022. Since that time, she's had some episodes of very low blood sugar, and she does use glucose tablets to help bring the sugar up when that occurs. And she has had a gastric bypass in 2008, and the low blood sugar has been a problem periodically since then. She complains of severe cold intolerance for several months also, and fatigue. She states that she has had a history of hyperthyroidism, overactive thyroid, and she required radioactive iodine treatment to her thyroid. But she is not sure how when her last thyroid tests were completed. She knows she had a thyroid ultrasound because of a thyroid nodule, and the nodule was actually smaller. But she's not sure if she's had blood tests to check her thyroid function. We are monitoring her parathyroid levels, and those fluctuate quite a bit. But recently, the most recent test was 230.9 on 117 of 23, and that's the highest level we've had to date. So we will be scheduling her for a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan to rule out an adenoma as the cause of the elevated parathyroid level. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram 1 to 2 daily as needed for edema with potassium 20 mil equivalent twice a day also. And for pain, she uses Tramadol 50 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight is 213 pounds. Pulse 87 and blood pressure 112 over 88. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 117 of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.4 with estimated GFR of 41. Albumin 4, calcium is 8.8. Sodium 142, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus 3.5. Intact parathyroid hormone is 230.9, hemoglobin 15.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will monitor labs every 3 months on a regular basis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, hyperparathyroidism with an increasing intact parathyroid hormone. We will be scheduling her for a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan in the Alma Hospital. We were wondering if she had had her TSH and free T4 levels checked within the last year, just to monitor her thyroid function. Perhaps she needs referral to endocrinology for follow-up and ongoing management of the history of thyroid hyperthyroidism. And she will be rechecked by this practice within the next 6 months. Also, if the nuclear medicine parathyroid scan does not reveal an adenoma, we will consider starting her on low dose of Rokeltrol. R-O-C-A-L-T-R-O-L, probably 25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And we will be monitoring her calcium levels. She won't need additional calcium while on the Rokeltrol. We would cut the dose of calcium she's currently consuming in half if she starts Rokeltrol, because that tends to raise calcium levels. And we would monitor those parathyroid levels every 3 months thereafter. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.